Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1760 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, Master Mechanic of the Pencil Company. I know that Beoker resigned his position during the month of December, 1912. Beoker's office was on the fourth floor of the Pencil Company's place of business, and I know that Beoker issued orders on order blanks from his office, and there were in Beoker's desk at the time of his resignation duplicate order blanks, both in tablet form and in loose leaves. At the time that Beoker resigned, a mix change was made in the office and dressing room space on the fourth floor, the part where Beoker's office was being changed to a men's dressing room so as to enlarge the box room capacity. In making this change, Beoker's desk was emptied into the room wherein it was located on the fourth floor. Beoker's desk contained a number of blueprints which were very valuable, and these blueprints, which belonged to the company, were taken from Beoker's desk and put into the steel cabinet which was in the room occupied by Beoker as his office on the fourth floor. The other contents of the desk were emptied out on the fourth floor and put into trunks to be hauled into the basement. I personally remember the sweepers getting the trash out of the way. After the desk was emptied, it was taken from the fourth floor to the stenographer's office on the second floor, where I personally used the same for several weeks until my departure on the road. On the day I left for the road in January 1913, this desk was in the stenographer's office and not in Frank's private office. Herewith attach invoice from the Cotton States Belting and Supply Company, which said invoices in response to order, blank hash 1018 and hash 1019 issued by H.F. Beoker, said order blank hash 1018 being the one upon which the notes found by the body of Mary Fagan was written by Conley. It was the custom of Beoker to issue requisitions on these order blanks, and for the same to be acknowledged by invoice when the goods were shipped. Attached to the foregoing affidavit was the following. Cotton States Belting and Supply Company, sold to National Pencil Company, Atlanta, Georgia, 9-16-12-109, your order, number 1018, 1 po 1.5-228-18, Mo Steel, 1 po 5/8 x 5x6 18 $8. F. Zeganke, Joseph Stelker, Herbert G. Schiff, sworn for the moment, we know when H.F. Beoker's desk on the fourth floor of the National Pencil Company's place of business was cleaned out and removed from the fourth floor. This occurred about that time that H.F. Beoker resigned as Master Mechanic of the National Pencil Company in the month of December, 1912. The desk was emptied of its contents.